We're continuing in middle of chapter 74 in Likutei Moran. Here is Rav Nosson Zal's paraphrasing what he said earlier, the way he heard it from the chaverim, from the other students. Ki tzorich kol odom lerapois nafshali. Each and every single person has to see to it to cure, to heal his soul. Dahainu lahaloiso lemekoim shorosho, which means to elevate it to its source, to elevate it and reconnect it with its source, which is the heavenly throne. V'zeh al yedei shemisyageh batoira. The way that a person accomplishes this is through the struggle to understand Torah. Ad shezoyche leidoisa ulavina, until he zoyche to know it and to understand it. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki yesh shnei minei dinim. We know that there are two types of din from Hashem. Din means judgment, harshness. Ki yesh dino de mesoavo. There is a din of tuma, of the sitrachra, a bad din in a sense. Bechinas nochosh hitel zuama bechava. For example, one example of this is where the Torah tells us that when the snake convinced Chava to go against the will of Hashem, to eat from the Eitz Hadas, the wording that's used is that the snake injected a filth in Chava, a bad thing. That's this term zuama, a tuma, a type of impurity. Rabbeinu Zal, in a chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Zion, in the first half of Likutei Moran, explains that whenever a person receives advice from somebody, it's like a marriage. It's like, just like in a marriage, a husband is mashpia into the wife, so too when a person gives somebody else advice, it's like he's injecting a seed into that person. And Rabbeinu Zal proves this from psukim, from gemaras, that it's a very, very serious connection. That's why it's so critical for a person to be sure, to be careful where they get advice from. It's not eeny, meeny, miny, mo. It's not just, well, this one said, you know, that advice is something that specifically has to come from tzaddikim. So there's this dino de mesoavo, this din of tumo, v'yesh dino kadisha, and there is a holy din, a holy midas hadin. Bechinas es asher yehav Hashem yochiach. The pasuk says, one whom Hashem loves, he reprimands. Reprimanding is a form of judgment. You're telling somebody that they're wrong, they did something terrible, they did something wrong. But the Torah tells us that when it's coming from Hashem, when it's coming from a best friend, then it's an act of love. It shows the person cares about you. If they didn't care, who cares? I don't care what he does. It's not my business what he does. I don't care if he hurts himself or he hurts somebody else or he doesn't hurt anybody. If somebody really loves someone, they point out to them when they're doing something wrong, and that's an act of love, even though sometimes it's painful. Person hears they did something wrong. Not everybody enjoys hearing that. But the pasuk says, "Es asher yehav Hashem yechiach." V'ze bechinas hisrachkus shehu hascholas hiskarvus. This is also the concept where Hashem sometimes seems to be pushing a person away, rejecting a person, which is really an act of bringing the person close. K'mo yishamru chazal, as the rabbis tell us, kol hamatzdik es atzmoi milamato, a Jew who decides to be very religious down here, matzdikin olav es hadin milamala. They take out his record book in heaven and they sit in judgment on him also. He wants to be so religious, let's see who he is. Let's see if he's worthy or not. Dahainu, kishodom roitze lahatzik atzmoi. When a person wants to become righteous, religious, or more religious, and come close to Hashem, azai matzdikin olav es hadin, then from heaven sometimes they're forced to show that person midas hadin. Why? Because the Satan can say, oh, he woke up now. Where was he for the past 25 years? The past 25 years he's been doing bad things. Now he wants us to roll out the red carpet for him. And Hashem, who loves the Jewish people, but Hashem also loves justice and fairness, in all fairness, Hashem has to go along with the Yetzer Hara saying, let's see if I can pinch him or punch him a little bit. Let's see if he'll stay around. Let's see if he's still going to want to come close. And Hashem says, go ahead. go ahead within certain boundaries. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in other chapters. This is why, unfortunately, sometimes when a person makes a decision to want to come close to Hashem, they figure Hashem is going to embrace them with both arms. And suddenly they get smacked and punched and kicked. And the person says, I don't understand. Here I thought I'm being better. Maybe I should just is a mistake. Sometimes it's a test to see how sincere the person is. If the person is really sincere, then I don't care. I don't care what happens. I've made up my mind. I know the direction I want to go in. And no matter what obstacles are in front of me, no matter what I see or don't see, I'm moving in one direction only, and that's to get closer to Hashem. So here Rabbeinu Zal says, "Dahinu shenim shochem olav dinim v'yisurim." What happens is that the midas hadin and suffering comes upon a person sometimes when he wants to come close to Hashem. Ve'elu hadinim v'yisurim nirin kehisrachkus, and this suffering and everything would seem to the person as if Hashem is pushing him away. Hashem is rejecting him. Ke'ilu roitzim laharchikoy me'avoidosoy, as if Hashem wants to push the person away from serving Hashem. Chas v'shalom. Ube'emes ze ha'hisrachkus hu ikra ha'hiskarvus. Whereas the truth is, this pushing away is only for one purpose, to get the person to try harder and to want more to come close. Ki'elu hadinim v'hisrachkus heim letoivosoy, because this midas hadin, this pushing away, is for the person's benefit. It's for the person's advantage. Bechinas es asher yehav Hashem yochiach, as the pasuk says, one who Hashem loves, Hashem reprimands. There's a type of reprimand that's an act of love. Don't misinterpret it. When a parent has a child and the child is learning how to drive first, and the parent takes the child out for that first drive, and the child makes a mistake and the parent yells at him, and the kid says, "Sure, I know, he doesn't want me to drive. My father wants I should never drive a car. He doesn't want to give me a car." And he doesn't know that it's the exact opposite. It's because the father wants him, yes, to drive and to survive, to live. That's why that yell wasn't a yell correctly. But it's very easy. Sometimes there's a fine line between how you can misjudge and misinterpret. Person needs to know, hold on a second, who is this coming from? If it's coming from a best friend, if it's coming from Hashem, then it could only be one thing. It could only be an act of love. And I don't dare misinterpret it, chas v'shalom. Kedei sheyamoid b'nisoyon hazeh, so that the person should be able to withstand the test, v'yizgaber v'yisameitz l'skar v'yoytzer, and the person will toughen himself up to come closer, to come even closer to Hashem, to even be better at it. We see Avram Avinu, Hashem's most beloved Avram Avinu, Hashem tested him 10 different tests. Why? To push him away? No, to bring him close. The word nisoyon in Hebrew means test, and the word lenasot also means to elevate. We know that a Jew only can be elevated in this world if he's put through the tests. Lahavdil, a person has a company and they have employees working for them, and they want to see who's who. They want to see who to make a manager, who to make a vice president. How do they do it? Test. And sometimes the test involves testing the person's loyalty, not when I give him $100,000, when I take something away from him, I take away a privilege. Now let's see how loyal he is. If he's really, I don't care what you do. I want this company to succeed, and I'm with you through thick and thin. Such a person, I know I can trust him, whether the going is good or the going's bad. I know I can trust him, and I could give him more and more responsibility, more privileges, and he won't misuse it. A person who hasn't been tested, you never know. To say that a person is smiling and wonderful and good when things are going good, that doesn't prove anything. That doesn't show loyalty yet. Va'ayin b'mokam achar. In the parentheses here, look in another chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 66, in the first half of Likutei Moran, Shehamaniyos heim bishvil hacheshek, that sometimes Hashem withholds something only for you to develop a stronger desire for it. He wants your desire to intensify, wants you to want it even more. Va'oid mavor mizeh bekama mekoymois. And this is discussed in other places now as forum, in Sichoy Sarah and other places. V'alkein zeh hadin hu bechinas dino kadisha. Therefore, this type of din is a holy din. This is not impure. This is very pure. Rakshu bechinas moichin de katnus. However, it's referred to as moichin de katnus, a constricted consciousness, shemishom ikar achizas hadin kiyadua, which we know that it's from this constricted consciousness, that's where the midas hadin comes from. Whenever you have something that's open, wide open, that's a concept of kindness. Poiseach es yodecho umasbir lecho charetzom, poteach et yadecho. Hashem, open your hands wide and give me everything I need. Whenever we talk about tzimtzum, constriction, that's always a place of din, judgment, harshness, etc. So this concept, even when Hashem is reprimanding the person, there's judgment, but the judgment is for the person's benefit, that's still referred to as a concept of moichin de katnus, which is which is where din draws from. V'zeh b'chinas Avraham hoiledes Yitzchok. And Rav Nosson says, with this we could understand the pasuk in the Torah, which says, Avraham gave birth to Yitzchok. Ki Avraham hu b'chinas chesed. We know that Avraham Avinu is known for his kindness. He's the one who had the house that was open on all sides, always welcoming guests, always being mekar of people. V'yitzchok hu b'chinas gvura. Yitzchok, his son, is known as the opposite. Harshness, judgment, one who's ready to be killed for Hashem, to die for Hashem. Bechinas Pachad Yitzchok, as he's always referred to, the one with Pachad, Yira, tremendous fear and awe and respect. Hainu sheze hadin hakodai, shubechinas Yitzchok, hu noilad venimshach me Avram, shubechinas chesed. The Torah is telling us that Yitzchok, who is din, who is judgment, comes from Avraham, who is chesed, kindness. Because in this judgment is hidden a tremendous love, a tremendous kihula toivosa. It's only being done for the good of the person, to bring him closer, to get him to try even harder. Within the gevura and the din is hidden this right side, this kindness. Because this din, Yitzchak, is coming from Avraham, from Chesed, from kindness. Bechinas Avraham hoilad es Yitzchak kanal. V'zeh bechinas ki govar oleinu chazdoi. Rabbi Nathan quotes another pasuk where it seems to have two contradictory things. Chazdoi, Chesed is kindness. Govar is gvura, the opposite. The pasuk says Hashem's kindness has been gover olein, is being strong on us. Shehagvurois heim chasodim bemes. That at times Hashem's judgment, harshness, is coming from a place of kindness. Kedei sheyizkar v'alidei zeh yoyser l'Hashem yizborach. So that the person will come even closer to Hashem. Avol, Rabbi Nezal says, Avol, tzorich kol echod lirois lahamtik zadin. Each and every one of us has to see to it to sweeten this din. Ki adinim heim bechinas, heim bechinas moichin de katnus. Because even though it's ches and everything, still din comes from a place called moichin de katnus. Vitzorech kol odom leilech mi katnus legadlus. And our mission in this world is not to stay in katnus, small-mindedness, but rather to get to that moichin de gadlus, that expanded consciousness, it's called, to the real chel. Vayidei zeh yamtik es hadin. And when the person is zocher to come out of moichin de katnus and to go into moichin de gadlus, that's how he sweetens the din. He eliminates the din. Shu b'chinas Yitzchok, which is referred to as Yitzchok. Ki Yitzchok hu b'chinas din, b'chinas elikim. Because Yitzchok is associated with din, elokim. As we find the pasuk says, when Yitzchok was born, Sori menu said, k'ma shekosov, tzchoik osoli elokim. So we see Yitzchok is associated with elokim, which is midas hadin, moichin de katnus. Ki Yitzchok noilad mi Sora. Because we know that even though Yitzchok was born from Avram Avinu, who is Chesed, he was also born from Sora, Shehi Bechinas Malchus. Sora means to rule. A Sar is a ruler. Kamay Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh says, Shenikreis Sora al Shem Shesora al Kol Olam Kulay. She was called Sora because she ruled over the entire world in a certain respect. Umalchus hu bechinas din. And we know that ruling, kingdom Malchus, is an example of din. Bechinas dino de Malchus adina. As the Gemara says, that the judgment of the kingdom, of the government, that's the justice. Ve'ikra din hu kishehu bebechinas moichin de katnus. And when is din prevalent? When the person's in a state of moichin de katnus, this constricted consciousness. She'oz nikreis hamalchus tzedek. When there is this moichin de katnus, then the malchus is referred to as tzedek, kayadua, as is known. Ki tzedek malchuso kadisha. Tzedek is one of the names of malchus. When the malchus is in the form of moichin de katnus, in the form of din, it's referred to as tzedek. Bechinas, as the posuk says, u malki tzedek melech sholem. So we see that malchus is associated with tzedek sometimes. Vios kisha malchus bechinas tzedek. Oz hu bechinas moichin de katnus, bechinas dinim. Shemisham nimshech hadin shel Yitzchok, shebechinas choyshech. And when the Malchus is on the level called Tzedek, Moichin de Katnus, Din, then it's also referred to as darkness. Bechinas Vatecheno Einov Merois. As we see by Yitzchok Avinu, there was a time when his eyes became dark from seeing the pot. His eyes became weak, too weak to see. He couldn't see. Shehu Bechinas Lailo, which is the concept of night. Bechinas Vilachoyshech Koro Lailo. Darkness is referred to as night. So we see that this Midas Hadin is referred to sometimes as darkness. Veze Bechinas Nefesh. And this is also associated with the Nefesh of the person. The Nefesh is also Bechina of Din, Malchus, nighttime. Bechinas Nafshi Ivisicho Balailo. My nefesh yearns for you at night. So we see the nefesh is associated with Laila. V'tzorich kol odom leilech mikatnus legadlus. And each and every single person's mission is to try to go from katnus to gadlus ulahamtik adin, to sweeten the din, shebo mebchinas moichin de katnus, which comes from moichin de katnus. Ukeshebo lebchinas moichin de gadlus. And when the person goes out of Moichin de Katnus, which was called Vatecheno Einov Merois, that Yitzchok Avinu couldn't see, his vision was dark, when you get to Moichin de Katnus, what is that called? Zebechinas Vatipokachno Einei Shnehem. Their eyes were opened up. They became smart. Upirish Rashi, Al Shem HaChochmonemar. The pasuk there is referring to knowledge, wisdom. That's called opening up of the eyes. Ki Iker HaHamtoko, Al yedei chochma, bechinas moichin de gadlus, dahainu al yedei yediyah satoira. Because one of the main ways that we're able to sweeten the din, we said din is called moichin de katnus, constricted consciousness, darkness, lack of knowledge. One of the main ways that we sweeten the din is through chochma, knowledge, seichel, bechinas moichin de gadlus, which means yediyah satoira. The more Torah that a person learns and understands, he's going out of katnus into gadlus, and he's sweetening the din. He's eliminating the midas hadin. Ki haTorah nikreis oir, because we know the Torah is called light. Bechinas kiner mitzvah veTorah oir. Ukamei shekosu vayara lekimes haOir ki toiv. Hashem saw that the light was good. Vein toiv ele Torah. The Gemara says toiv is Torah. Hainu ki haToiro hi bechinas oir sheyefech haChoyshech shubchinas din. Torah is light, which is the opposite of darkness, the opposite of judgment. Ki al yedei yediyas haToiro nimta kadin kanal. Because the more a person is zoicha to know and to understand the Torah, the more they're able to sweeten this din. V'simin sheyeda ha. Okay, period. Now Rabbeinu Zal adds a new item. V'simin sheyeda ha'odom im hu bebechinas dina demesoavav im hu bebechinas dino kadisha. If a person wants to know how to be able to tell if the midas hadin they're going through is the din of tuma or the din of holiness, simin ladovar tefila. The way that the person is able to tell is through their tefila. Kishe'ein boy bitul tefila. When a person is going through suffering, but the suffering doesn't interfere at all with his tefillah. It doesn't prevent him from going to shul. It doesn't prevent him from davening. Then he knows that that din is a din of kedusha, a holy din. When it does interfere, when it messes up his tefillah or lessens his tefillah in any way, then he knows it's the other kind of din, chas v'shalom. Kamo yishomer chazal, as the Gemara says, Ezehu yisurin shel ahava. How do we know that a person's suffering is coming from a place of Hashem's love? Kol she'en boy bitul tefillah. Whenever, despite the suffering he has, he's still able to pray, he's still able to daven, to go to shul, to daven, to speak to Hashem, then he knows that the suffering he's going through is a good suffering. It's coming from a place of love, Hashem's love. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Baruch Hashem, asher lo heser tfilosi v'chazdoi meiti. Blessed is Hashem, who has not taken away my prayer and his kindness from me. So we see the Gemara says that how can a person tell if the suffering he's going through is a bad suffering? It's din of tumah, when the suffering causes lessening of the tefillah, lessening of the prayer. He's so sick, he can't go to shul, he can't pray. Then, chas v'shalom, it could be a din of a harsh kind of din. Whereas when the suffering does not interfere with tefillah, then he knows it's this din of kadisha, this holy din, this din that's coming from a place of kindness. V'zeh shekosov, and this is also why the pasuk says, histarto fonecho hoyisi nivhol. Hashem, when you hid the tefillah from me, then I was very frightened. Ponecha means your face. Rabbeinu Zal says, ponim ze bechinas tefillah. We know that the face also refers to tefillah. K'may shekosov vayasev chizkiyo ponov elakir vayispalel. Chizkiyo HaMelech turned his face. He faced the wall and he prayed. So we see that ponim is an inyan of tefillah. Hainu kishahu hastoras ponim chas v'shalom. When there's hastoras ponim, dahinu bitul tefillah, when a person loses out on praying chas v'shalom, when the suffering they're going through causes them not to pray, oz hu din koshe chas v'shalom. Then they know that the judgment is a harsh type of judgment. Bechinas histarta fonecho hayisi nivol kanal, as we just saw. Harsh type of judgment, bechinas histarta fonecho, hayisi nivol kanal, as we just saw.